Well, let's see what's going on in the first T20 between the Proteas and India. The Proteas, as I mentioned earlier, won the toss, decided to bowl first. Wasn't a bad decision until Hardik Pandya got to the crease. He made 59 off just 28 deliveries to get India to 175 for 6. He was the best batter in their lineup quite comfortably. Tilak Varma got 26. Akshar Patel got 23. But nothing compared to Pandya's 59, which included 6 fours and 4 sixes. Amongst the bowlers for the Proteas, Lungi Ngidi bagged 3 for 31, while Lutwa Sopumla took 2 for 38. And then Donovan Ferreira bagged 1 wicket. And the reply from the Proteas has got underway. However, they've lost an early wicket. Quinton de Kock was dismissed. Second delivery caught by Abhishek Sharma off the bowling of Ashdeep Singh for a duck. Aidan Markram is there on 1. And Tristan Stubbs has got off the mark. He's on 7 from 5 deliveries. So the Proteas 8 for 1 right now off 1.4 overs. That means that they require a further 168 runs from 110 deliveries in that first T20. Staying with cricket news, both England and Australia have been dealt injury blows ahead of the third Ashes test. Australia will now be without seamer Josh Hazlewood for the remainder of the series. He hurt his hamstring while playing in a Sheffield Shield match last month, but then suffered a further setback last week when he hurt his Achilles tendon. He says it's really frustrating to not be playing.
The Achilles flared up, you know, probably a week ago. It hasn't quite settled the way we wanted to, so sort of strip it back to square one, and look forward to probably the World Cup now, and we'll work back from there. Yeah, it's frustrating, and this time of year you want to be playing cricket in Australia, and unfortunately not this year.
England's injury blows Mark Wood, who's been ruled out for the rest of the Ashes. He was injured during the first test in Perth and was ruled out of the second test in Brisbane. So that means that England have now added Matt Fisher to their squad. Finishing with rugby news, the Hollywood Bet Sharks will want to get their Champions Cup campaign back on track this weekend. They host English side Saracens at Hollywood Bet's Kings Park on Saturday evening. Sharks centre Andre Esthuizen says they're going to be up against it this Saturday.
Well, they're obviously a great side. I think they've shown their form last week against Claremont as well. It's a tough team to beat. I've played them a few times in the past. They're very good at set piece. They obviously evolved quite a bit with their attack. They like structure. It's, like I said, it's going to be a tough game. They're a very good team.
Well, that result against Toulouse on Sunday was not a great one for the Sharks, but I do think that there are positives we can take from that, and hopefully they can use that this weekend against Saracens, all leading up to Sharks Fest, which is next weekend against the Bulls. That's all for me for today for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tate.